In computer news this week, the browser you love to hate. For the past 7 years, you've heard me singing the praises of the Firefox browser, which made its debut in 2005. Firefox by the Mozilla Company is a free web browser which is user-supported, not supported by a company, as is the case with Google's Chrome browser and Microsoft's Internet Explorer. Back when it made its debut, I picked it as the Rawbytes product of the year, primarily because it was technologically advanced over Microsoft's Internet Explorer and offered features including tab browsing for juggling multiple web pages, built-in pop-up blocking to prevent ads from opening new browser windows, and other refinements including helpful managers for file downloads, integrated search bars, and more accessible controls for managing histories, cookies, and the browser cache. As Mozilla improved Firefox in its next generations, it also became a safer and more secure browser than Microsoft's Internet Explorer. It offered web servers better protection against drive-by downloads of malicious software. And in its first few years of existence, it took a large share of the browser marketplace away from Microsoft. In the past few years, other companies have offered their own browsers, including Google's Chrome browser, which has made significant gains against both Microsoft and Firefox. Then there's also the cell phone iPad browsers like Safari and others. I have the Safari browser on my iPad, and I consider it to be the worst browser I've ever used. Around 2008, Microsoft seemed to lose its monopoly of the browser marketplace, meaning its market share dipped below 50%. In recent years, both Firefox and Chrome have claimed a bigger share of the marketplace. Remember that Microsoft's Internet Explorer comes as part of Windows on your computer, so you actually have to download and install either Firefox or Chrome to use them, but they're both free and easy to install, and now they hold the market share lead. Microsoft has kicked off a new marketing campaign for Internet Explorer 9 that urges users of rival browsers to run it, even if only sparingly for a few sites you go to every day. The unusual approach, which Microsoft launched last week on browsersyoulovetohate.com, a domain it registered last month, is part of Microsoft's continued campaign to convince Windows users to stick with Internet Explorer 9, or if they've changed browsers, to give it a try. I'm looking at the new browseryoulovetohate.com, and there's a picture of a typical nerdy-looking computer guy. A little movie you can watch of this guy seeing his therapist about not having the desire to remove Internet Explorer 9 from anyone's computer, and some testimonials from supposed independent users saying things like, "Went in with many reservations and much skepticism, but turns out Internet Explorer 9 is really pretty damned cool," and some nice words from a Mac user. This movie is one of the more bizarre things I've seen over the years in the computer industry. I think even the new generation would call this lame, and to me it's still another sign of Microsoft being without a leader and having lost its direction. For Rawbytes, this is Frank Delaney.